there's been this really central problem, this central tension in cognitive science, and not just in cognitive science, but in epistemology and philosophy, really going back to Plato and Aristotle, between what look like two incompatible facts about human beings and human nature and human knowledge. And in some ways, you could think of the entire history of philosophy of mind, of psychology, and of cognitive science as being this kind of dance back and forth between these two apparently incompatible facts. One fact about human beings is that they have very abstract, structured, hierarchical representations of the world around them. So they seem to know a lot about the world, and we use that knowledge to make predictions, to find our way around the world. And one of the contributions, again, going back to Plato, but most recently that Noam Chomsky made, was to emphasize just how complex and abstract and removed from immediate experience that knowledge is. So that's on the one side. On the other hand, it looks as if we actually learn that knowledge from our experience of the world. So somehow we have to go from those little bits of air at our eardrums and photons hitting our retinas to this very abstract knowledge of things like understanding a grammar or knowing that there's a three-dimensional spatial world out there or understanding the causal structure of the world or having a theory about the world. Somehow we have to get here from there or there from here. And it's always been extremely mysterious. I think in some ways the most central problem of cognitive science has been how could that happen?